Today's show is sponsored by Calamos Investments. Here's Anna DeVlantis hosting the John Williams Show.
All right, 1:39 this Monday afternoon in for King John, Anna DeVlantis. And we have been so happy to have the Calamos folks here from Calamos Investments here giving us some ideas about how to navigate this crazy topsy-turvy volatility in the markets. But right now, we want to turn our attention to Jessica Fernandez. She's the Senior VP, Chief Marketing Officer at Calamos. And welcome. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So you're charged with, we know about Calamos here in the Chicago area, and they certainly are very charitable and have made a name through many different ways, not just from the financial world, but just by the impact on the community. Mm-hmm. But your task is to try to broaden that out, right? Make more people know about this, this wonderful company that was founded right here in the Chicago right. area.
That's exactly right. I mean, look, I have a really great task ahead of myself. I'm working with an incredible brand, an almost 50-year brand that's exceptionally well-known in the Chicago area. But when you look at this firm and what it's built on and what it values, it's really this value of excellence on behalf of our clients. This is a brand that people should really know about across the United States and, frankly, globally.
So why do you say that? Why do they need to be known globally? What's the...
Well, look, we're here to help people manage their financial wealth, whether it's through investments or whether it's through the wealth management side, right? And that's a pretty universal global need. Mm-hmm. So there's capabilities that we have. There's area of expertise that we really reside with. And we want to be able to take that capability beyond just the borders of the United States.
All right, so that's your task. Do you have to fly all around the world for that or no?
Not yet. I'm hoping we can taper that a little bit in the early days. Chicago's really my flight path right now.
Right now, you're going back and forth to go to East Coast because I know they have offices in New York.
Yes.
And they're building a new office here in the West Loop, which I think
which is
going to be
fantastic.
Yes. The recruitment tool, because you see the Facebooks of the world, you see the Googles and all the technology, and even the more traditional companies. McDonald's has a headquarters there. Mondelez has a headquarters. Dyson, it's really the city within the city in Chicago.
Beautiful. The building itself is just absolutely fantastic. And look, you want to work someplace that's invigorating, right? You want to work someplace that gives you a lot of passion, a lot of energy, and I think they've hit the mark there.
And you said they also have hit the mark when it comes to work-life balance, which is something so many people are looking at. You're a mom, you have two young girls.
Yep.
It's been, you're obviously great at what you do, but you also have this, they have the setup there that allows people who have a life outside of work to, it's okay to talk about that and
that's
be
right.
part of that.
That's right. I mean, you know, that's one of the things I really like about Calamos. I don't feel like I have to choose between my identities. I can be a businesswoman. I can be a mom. You shouldn't have to choose. And they're very, very supportive of that work-life balance. I talk about my girls all the time. They're very excited to come to this magical place of Chicago.
There's so much here for kids.
There
I mean,
is.
The museums.
I
was just saying Winter Wonderfest is, I think it's about to start. I got to look it up, or maybe I think over the Thanksgiving holiday. My daughter just loves that. There is so much here to do and see and be part of, and I'm glad to see everything is restarting again. There's a return to the office place, too, and
yes.
I know your folks are coming back at Calamos.
Oh,
do you
yeah.
see that in the, across the financial sector, too? Are people coming back to work?
Absolutely. People are coming back, and look, a lot of the management is asking people to come back. There's certain firms out there that are mandating people come back, and I think it's a bit regional, right? So I think here in Chicago, it seems like folks are really back at the office and are invigorated to be with one another. You know, I'm located in New York. I think we're still on the trajectory of getting back to normal. But we're all going to the same place. It's just whether or not the destination will get there faster.
So in branding a name like Calamos, you know, you hear so much in this world that your brand is so important, even more than we ever used to know. And you see celebrities building whole careers off of this. And the influencers are, too. They build this brand and it becomes so valuable. But what does that really mean? I mean, in talk about that. In just, you know, the format that might be interesting to anybody who's trying to make it in business.
Yeah. So look, a brand can be about a firm and it can be about a person, right? I mean, you have your own brand, right? So a brand is really the summation of how your clients feel you and experience you. So if you own a business, whatever it might be, it could be retail, it can be intermediate like we are at Calamos, it's about how people experience you across what I call the complete client journey. When you walk through the door, when you engage with a salesperson, when you read a piece of content, right? I heard you talk about how you went to the website and you downloaded our Outlook and, you know, you were able to really interpret that and it was done in a really salient way. I mean, that's an experience that we want to deliver. That's a point in what I'll call the customer journey.
Mm-hmm.
So brand is almost taking a look at the complete holistic view and saying, how will my clients experience me? How will my clients experience our firm? And then assessing back and saying, does that actually match up with the expression I want to give out?
Mm-hmm.
is there some type of misalignment or maybe a better alignment opportunity, I should say, to bring those two things together.
Yeah. And so what would you say are the principles you'd want to be known globally about Calamos?
Yeah. So we are rooted in excellence, right? In client service, and we strive for performance. Everything we do, we want to do with excellence on behalf of our clients. So when someone comes to our website, as an example, I want them to be able to get the information they want quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them to have to Google and then go to an outside website to get that answer. Right, that is a step in the journey that we want to make sure is very much aligned to what we want our clients to experience, which is this moment of excellence.
Mm-hmm.
If I have a client, if I look at Calamos and I say, look at all the philanthropic work we do, look at all the incredible investment expertise we have with folks like JPC and, you know, Matt Freund, who was just on, I want those insights to be out there consumed by not only our clients, but by others. We have incredible insights that we need to share. I want to make sure that's mirrored back and that's delivered in a way where clients can get to it quickly, can consume it, and where appropriate, right, our financial advisors are repeating that information back to their clients. So are we delivering something that's consumable and repeatable?
Yeah, and I think what's so interesting to me over time is to see how businesses approach people. There was just something in the business journals today about how McDonald's, locally based, is doing a TikTok campaign for the World Cup campaign to try to get its global push out there and make sure they reach the TikTok generation, which thankfully your kids are not part of yet because they're too young. But my daughter is begging to be on this TikTok and I'm not ready for her to be on any of it yet. But I suppose they all are at some point. It's interesting to see how the world changes and how you reach people.
That's right. People want to know a little bit more about who they're working with these days, and it extends beyond the product that they're buying, right? Are they working with a company that wants to do good? Are they working with a company that values their employees?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you look at even just the work that we do here in Chicago, I mean, we are rooted, the history and the legacy of this firm is all Chicago-based. It's one of the reasons why we're consistently giving back to the community. We're involved in so many philanthropic efforts here in the city, and we want to make sure that we're expressing that because that is a... That's almost like a milestone or an affirmation point in our brand and certainly how we want to express ourselves to the world.
Well, and it also just feels to me as if you're already doing it. And I think that that's best digested by people when it just feels like it was just part of your mission anyway. Mm-hmm. You're not doing it so that you have that out there and you're, you know, flashing it out to the world. It's always been a presence. Yeah. John Calamos has always made that part of who he is, his philanthropy and just giving back to this community that, you know, was part of his success. I mean, he's a big part of his own success, but this you know, growing up in the grocery store, above the grocery store, the humble roots of Chicago and the way he created this business empire, I think is pretty legendary, but it's also something that he doesn't forget the city, and that's what people know and appreciate about him as well.
Right. That's right.
And it's part of your job to kind of highlight all that, so good luck with that.
Got a big task.
It sounds like you're doing an amazing job, though, Jessica, and I know that it's good to hear the other side of that, too, just about working and how it is there. Have you been to the West Loop offices yet? Are you...
I love the West Loop office. Yeah. I love the office space, but I really like the restaurant scene down there.
Options
for me. Yeah. West Loop is happening, so it's a great part of town to be in.
Yeah, it is. It is. Well, thank you for sharing your time with us and everyone at the firm as well. We appreciate it. And good talking with you, Jessica.
Likewise, thank
you. Good luck with everything. Jessica Fernandez, she's the Senior VP, Chief Marketing Officer at Calamos Investments.